I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Spaghetti sucks. Thank you. Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's going to get real tonight. Don't you worry.
There are a lot of pasta shapes out there. Frankly, I think a lot of them have issues. For years, I've dreamed of trying to do better. So on March 1st, we are embarking on a quest. I am setting out on a mission to invent a new pasta shape.
Okay, good luck. There's pretty much everything you could think of.
And I'm not just trying to invent a new shape. I want to actually get it made and actually sell it.
I think this is a fascinating project, and I think it's going to be so much harder than you imagine it to be.
We'll tell the story of this quest in a special series on The Sporkful that we're calling Mission Impossible. Not everyone is on board.
I'd love to help you. I'd love to take your money. But in all good conscience, I can't tell you that you're going to get anywhere with this idea.
This project has been in the works for 3 years, since way before COVID. Early on in the series, I travel to the first place you think of when you think of pasta, North Dakota.
You're separating the wheat from the chaff.
Yeah.
I've heard about this.
And I get inspiration from an architect who wrote a book about pasta shapes. What do you think the world of pasta needs? What's missing?
Nobody knows. The canon of pasta is open.
Then I embark on the search for a pasta company to partner with. Because Sfoglini is already on the shelves at Whole Foods, if you make our shape, can you just put it on the shelves at Whole Foods?
No.
And I refine my design for the new shape.
It's a complex noodle that you put together.
I keep pursuing my dream, but new obstacles emerge, especially once COVID hits. As problems mount, this project pushes me and my family to the brink.
I don't have excess emotions to console you over the pasta project right now.
I think I'm going to cry. I'm not sleeping enough.
Mission Impossible, a 5-part series coming March 1st on The Sporkful.
Oh, I think you'll pull it off. Because if you don't, I will be relentless.